So tell me about becoming a pharmacist.
I was in high school at the time, and I didn't know what I wanted to do as an occupation. So I had a counselor who called me in the office, and she was a very, very nice lady. And we studied all kinds of books from the Department of Labor. And we finally hit upon a pharmacist because they earned nice money and they had steady employment and it was good, okay? So I said to her, okay, I'll become a pharmacist. This was at the beginning of my senior year in high school. I made application to the School of Pharmacy at the Medical College of Virginia in Richmond, Virginia. And I sent them a photograph, which they asked for a photograph. And the reason for that was it was in the early 50s. The state of Virginia was still segregated. And they just wanted to be sure that they did not admit an African-American, which I think is wrong. But anyhow...
Did you think that at the same time they asked you?
I didn't even think it because I was only a young person at the time. And my transcript, and I got a letter back, I was accepted. And that's how I became a pharmacist. I spent 4 of the hardest years of my life in pharmacy school.
So once you got your job, and you were practicing being a pharmacist and you were working in the store, what happened?
An opening in a hospital. And it was a hospital of 200 beds. And it was a general purpose hospital, you know, not a specialty hospital. And I went there, interviewed, and they hired me right off the street. I didn't have to make any resumes or anything. I was just hired, and I stayed there for 15 years. At the end of 15 years, I got tired of it, and I had the opportunity to open up a store. I opened up a store, and I kept the store about 10 years, and then I sold the store. And then I didn't do anything for about 2-3 months. And my wife, who was living at the time, looked at me and said, I don't want you following me from room to room, so you go out and get a job. So I got a job at an all-night store, an all-night chain store. I worked the all-night because I felt that I would have less trouble from the customers, and it would be an easier job, but I found out differently. It turned out to be very, very hard. I used to go to work at 8:30 at night, and I would get off at 8 o'clock in the morning. It was not easy, okay? And you would be surprised who comes out of the woodwork at 4 a.m. in the morning. You would be surprised. Real characters. Anyhow, one night I went to work, and about a half hour after I started work, someone came behind the counter holding a gun. And he said, give me all of your narcotics. So I went to the safe, and thank heavens the safe was open, because if I had to do the combination under the stress of somebody holding a gun on me, I probably would have never been able to open the safe. Do you understand that one?
Yeah.
So I loaded him up with narcotics. I mean, I gave him everything I had. And he backs away. And as he backs away, he's holding his gun. And I don't know whether he did it on purpose or by accident, but the gun fired and the bullet landed on the floor at my feet. At that point, I jumped behind a counter, and I hid, and he went out. Someone outside noticed that he had a broken taillight, and they had a description of his car, and about a half hour later, the cops caught him on the interstate. So while he's in the car, he's taking my narcotics and he's throwing them out of the window onto the interstate. So they caught him and they brought him back to my parking lot and took me outside, and I identified him. That's the man who held me up.
Are you scared?
When he was robbing me, the idea of being scared wasn't even in my mind at the time. I don't know. I wasn't afraid, you know. I mean, I figured that this was the end, you know. I mean, I may as well accept it. Anyhow, about 2 months later, I was called by the district attorney to come to court as a witness for the state of Virginia at his trial. And so I entered the courtroom, sat down, and the district attorney looks at me. I look at the district attorney, and they bring the man in. Now, when he came in and robbed me, he was filthy dirty. I think he was a little bit drunk. He had a soiled t-shirt. He had cut off jeans. He looked like hell. And when I saw him in court, he had a haircut. He was wearing a shirt and tie. He had on long pants. And so I turned to the district attorney and I said, I can't identify him because I don't recognize him. And so the district attorney took me aside, and he said, you know, that's the man, you know. So obviously I identified him, and they found him guilty, and he went to state prison for 9 years, and that's the last I ever heard of him. End of story.